Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, April 2nd, 1943, and the title is Murder Blooms at Night. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Heading for Saunders Ranch. I'll Silver! Hi!
When the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to their camp after a hazardous visit to the mysterious Temple of the Sun, they found Dan Reed waiting for them. He brought an urgent message for help from Mr. Saunders, the kindly old rancher. Suspecting another move by the evil El Mundo, the masked man, Tonto, and Dan rode back to the Saunders ranch with all possible speed.
Was Mr. Saunders alone when you left, Dan?
I didn't see anyone else except Jim, the foreman.
We still plenty far from Saunders ranch.
I know it. We'll have to cover a lot of ground to get there before sundown. Come on, Silver!
Faster, Victor!
Get him up, Scout!
In the meantime, elderly Mr. Saunders, although worried about a death threat he doesn't understand, has busied himself with his principal hobby and interest, the cultivation of his cactus garden. The old man's intense love of cactus plants is borne out by the thousands of varieties that crowd the wide terrace of his house. But Mr. Saunders' interest was suddenly distracted by the sound of hoofbeats on the winding road that passed the ranch house.
Who can that be? Ain't the Lone Ranger or Dan or...
Ho, ho, boy, ho!
Well, I'll be, it's a girl. What in tarnation does she want?
Is this the Saunders Ranch?
That's right, ma'am.
I'm looking for Mr. Saunders.
You're talking to him, miss.
Oh, I'm so glad to find you at home.
Oh, I don't ever get very far away. Why are you looking for me?
It's just like they told me it would be. Your garden, it is lovely.
They?
Some people in El Paso. Perhaps I'd better explain. They said you had the finest collection of cactus plants in the territory. And that's why I rode out here to see them. But I didn't expect anything as beautiful as these.
You interested in cactus?
I've always admired them. And when I came west, I heard about you.
Yeah, I guess most everybody around these parts knows about me and my cactus plants. Hey, lots of folks think I'm kind of crazy to raise something that grows wild all over the desert.
I don't think so. A flowering cactus plant is beautiful. And you have so many different species. What kind is that one over there?
Well, that's a desert Christmas. Bears a lot of bright red fruit in the wintertime.
How interesting. And those others right next to it?
Hey, the one with the long white fuzz is called the old man cactus. Behind it's a Turk's head. See those flat ones? They're flapjacks and beaver tails.
Yes, I know. But I was hoping you would have some kinds of cereus.
Oh, I have. I got them growing in a window box inside the house.
I wonder if you'd let me see those, too.
Why, sure thing. Come on in. The window box is in the bedroom. Plants get more sun from that side of the house. There. I bet you've never seen any serious prettier nose.
They're beautiful. Such lovely colors, and the one at the end, it isn't blooming.
Well, it only blooms at night. Haven't you ever seen one of those before?
A light-blooming cereus. Oh, yes, I've heard of them. I just wanted to be sure.
If you'd like to see some giant cactus, I've got some plant in the field down by the corral. Visnaga, Colia, Purple Spines.
No, I... Oh.
What's the matter, miss?
I don't know. I feel sort of faint. That long ride in the hot sun. Could I have a drink of water?
Why, please? Sure thing. You just sit down in that chair. I'll fetch some water.
Now, a light blooming cereus. And by the window, exactly where it should be. Well, there's not too much time. You'll be back in a minute. Gloves. I'll need my gloves to handle this package. There. Oh, what an ugly little... Saunders, he's coming back. Just time to leave the note and...
Here we are, miss. A dipper full of ice-cold well water. That ought to fix... And she's gone. Jumped through the window. Grabbed her horse and she's heading south. That beats anything I've ever seen. Wonder what she... Yeah, what's this in the chair? A note addressed to me. No. No, I won't do it. I won't.
Oh, the place looks deserted.
Ah. There's Jim, the foreman.
You fellas really push them horses. I've been watching you since you topped the hill.
Where's Mr. Saunders, Jim?
Well, I ain't seen him. Been down at the corral all afternoon. Say, Dan, you sure skinned out of here this morning.
Oh, Mr. Saunders asked me to run an errand.
He might be inside. Come on in. Strange. The door's locked. Saunders!
Oh, it's you. I wasn't going to open the door until I was pretty sure who it was.
What's the matter? Dan said you were worried.
Well, come inside. It's better for talking.
Very well. Dan, take care of the horses.
You sit down there.
Thanks.
It's about El Mundo. Remember you were asking about him last time you came here?
Yes.
You wanted information about him, and I couldn't help you very much. Well, things have changed since then.
They have?
Plenty. I've had some messages from him. He wants me to join his outfit like my cousin did.
Your cousin?
Yeah, he was all filled up with ideas of a better life and all that sort of thing. He went out to the disputed territory with some critter from El Mundo's outfit. It was the last that anyone ever heard of him.
Saunders, there are two kinds of people with El Mundo. His headquarters can hardly be seen. There are just a few slabs of rock above the ground. These are the entrance to a vast underground temple built generations ago by the Mayan Indians.
Two kinds of people with El Mundo?
Yes. Killers who do his bidding for cash and slaves.
Slaves?
People who seem to have gone there as your cousin did, only to be put into a half-drugged state that, well, robs them of their ability to think clearly. What's the name of your cousin?
Martin. He's called Tennessee Martin. Fact is, he owns 1/3 interest in this ranch.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and Jim, the top hand, owns the other 1/3. The three of us homesteaded the place, and everything went along swell until Tennessee left us to join that Mundo outfit. First time I saw Tennessee after he joined was last night. He did act like he was half-drugged. He told me I had to join up.
Told you you had to join?
Yes.
Why?
Well, he said if I didn't, I'd pay the penalty.
And when we knocked on the door just now, you thought it was some of El Mundo's men.
Well, it might have been. I've been worried, but not too much. Until after that girl left a note here this afternoon.
Girl? What kind of note?
Well, here, read it.
You have scorned El Mundo. Death will come with the moonrise.
It's a threat, all right, but it doesn't make sense.
You said a girl was here. Did she deliver this note?
Well, that's the only way I can figure. It wasn't here before she came, and I found it after she'd gone.
Who was the girl?
Who didn't tell me her name. Right pretty young woman. She was interested in cactus plants, so I showed her my garden.
What did she look like, Saunders?
Oh, medium height, black hair, dark eyes. Might have been part Indian. Only she was prettier than any Indian I've ever seen.
Dark complexion, black hair. Myra.
Then your mission was successful, Myra?
Perfectly, El Mundo.
This Saunders person, what is he like?
A doddering old fool whose world begins and ends with his cactus plants.
Yes, I already have that information. That's why you carried our little friend Latrodectus Mactans into his home.
Can't you ever talk plain English?
Not when a Latin term is more correct. The moon will rise at exactly 12:05 tonight.
Suppose the plan doesn't work.
You forget, Myra, that I've made an exhaustive study of Mr. Saunders' habits. You said yourself that his world begins and ends with cactus plants. Tonight, Mr. Saunders' world will end.
But moon not rise yet.
It's nothing but a bluff. Those heathen devils think they can scare me into joining them like Tennessee did.
We've scoured every inch in this house and every square yard of the ground around it. Nobody can come within a mile here without us seeing them.
It's best to be on the safe side, Jim. Tonto. It's getting close to midnight. Keep circling the house and keep your eyes open.
Me do it.
Yeah, don't worry. Nothing living or dead will get past us.
Well, what can I do?
You sit right here, Dan, and watch that front door. If anyone should get past Jim and Tonto, you can give a warning.
What am I...
We better turn down the lamp.
It makes it kind of spooky sitting here in the dark.
Light shining through one of the windows makes a good target for a high-powered rifle.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of light when that moon comes up.
Don't talk about it. I'm sorry. I guess I'm kind of nervous.
Why don't you just sit down, Saunders? Rest a while.
I can't. I'd rather walk around. I know, my serious. The window box in the bedroom. It blooms tonight. I'm not going to miss it for anything.
I'll go with you. I'll wait here, Dan.
Sure.
Yeah, there they are. Ain't they beauties?
Yes, I've admired them many times.
These two plants in the end are the finest serious I've ever seen. Their flowers are almost like orchids. Wait. Moon's coming up. As soon as the light hits them, they'll blossom.
Yes, I know. Now, wait right here, Mr. Saunders. Don't leave the room.
Where are you going?
I'll take a look outside, check with Tonto and Jim. The moon's full now. We'll wait a few minutes, then light the lamp.
Gosh, I guess I never will get tired of watching a cactus bloom big and pretty like this. What the...
Ben?
Yes?
Oh, where's Mr. Saunders?
Oh, he's still in the bedroom.
On the bluff. That's all it was.
Me not savvy.
Light the lamp, Dan. I'll go in and tell Mr. Saunders I think our scare has been for nothing. Mr. Saunders? Saunders? How could... Saunders? Otto, Dan, bring the lamp in here, quick.
What's wrong?
The boss.
What is it? What's wrong?
I don't know how it happened, but Saunders is dead.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. On the morning following Mr. Saunders' mysterious murder, a coroner informed the Lone Ranger that death had been caused by poison. The masked man wasn't satisfied with this explanation, but he was unable to find any other as he and Tonto searched Mr. Saunders' bedroom.
Tonto, you're sure no one could have passed you last night and reached the house?
No. Me keep eyes plenty sharp. Me see, not see anyone.
Mr. Saunders was poisoned here by the window. I'd have heard a noise if the wind had been opened.
El Mundo promised death by moonrise. Within 5 minutes after the moon had risen, Saunders was dead. It's too perfect. Where's Jim?
Well, him go to barn, feed stock.
The only thing to do is keep on searching this room. The answer is here someplace.
There's nothing here, except a bed and a chair and those cactus plants.
It's here, Dan, somewhere. And our job is to find it.
Come in. Ah, Myra. Good morning, my dear. Did you sleep well?
Not very. I really didn't sleep at all until after midnight.
Oh, that's too bad.
I kept thinking of Mr. Saunders, how he loved his cactus plant.
You should keep unpleasant thoughts out of your mind.
El Mundo, don't you ever think of any of the people.
Oh, please, please, Myra. You know how that subject annoys me, especially before breakfast. Incidentally, did you receive a report from El Pass?
One of the Indians just drove out from town. The body of Mr. Saunders was brought in there this morning.
Ah, splendid.
There's something else you should know.
What is it?
The Lone Ranger and the boy who travels with him and the Indian, they are all at the Saunders Ranch. They were there last night.
The old gentleman met with an unfortunate accident?
I suppose so. What's so funny?
Why, don't you see, Myra? The heroic Lone Ranger was there. He must have read my note. And yet Saunders died in spite of him, died right under his nose.
From all I've heard, this masked man isn't stupid. He may be dangerous to you.
Oh, Myra, my sister, your childlike observations amuse me.
Remember, he has many friends in high positions with the American government. He might...
Oh, I know all those things. This meddling masked rider has tried to interfere with my plans on two previous occasions. I'll give him one more object lesson.
Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto searched all day for some clue to the mysterious poison death of Mr. Saunders. Sundown found them no nearer a solution.
Oh, golly. That El Mundo must use magic when he murders people.
No, Dan. The only thing he uses is something too obvious for us to see.
We search room plenty good.
Everything but tear up the boards and the floor.
That won't be necessary. We must keep...
Hey, look at this! Just like Saunders got yesterday.
What is it, Jim?
I was inside the barn. Heard something thud against the door and came out and found this arrow. It must have been shot from that clump of trees on the other side of the ridge.
Now let me see it.
Well, that not Indian arrow.
Tonto's right. This isn't...
But look! This was tied onto it. A note just like the boss got.
May I read it?
Here.
What does it say?
Jim Wilson. El Mundo will strike again at 10 o'clock tonight. There's a crude drawing of a blazing sun down in the right-hand corner.
El Mundo.
Gee.
What we do, Kemosabe?
If any of them heathen varmints think they're going to poison
me, Jim. They succeeded last night, even though we were watching for it.
But I ain't going to just stand around and wait. I wouldn't be surprised if that crazy cousin of Saunders didn't have a hand in it. First he joins that outfit, then the boss is killed.
Now, wait, Jim. I don't know how El Mundo does it, but I'm sure I know the reason for his threats and murders.
What do you mean?
Dan.
Yes?
Saddle Victor and ride into El Pass. The land office may be closed, but I want you to find the agent and get a map of the southern part of the territory.
I'll go right now.
And Dan.
Yeah?
I want you to stay in town for the evening. Don't come back out here until after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but I... All right. I'll stay there.
Why in thunder did you send the kid after a map?
To check on El Mundo's plans. Jim, you're about my same height, aren't you?
Guess we do stack up about the same. Why?
What would you normally be doing at 10 o'clock at night?
Well, out in the bunkhouse, sleeping.
Good. We'll go down there now and change clothes.
Change? Why?
Because I want to find out exactly how El Mundo poisons someone who's sitting in a locked room.
No, it ain't fair for you to risk your
Putting
life.
Putting a stop to El Mundo's murders is more important. Now, come on, let's go down to the bunkhouse. Except for the mask I'm wearing, I think I can pass for you, Jim. Especially since it's dark in here.
Yeah, you do look something like me.
What we do, Kemosabe?
Walk down with the corral. Keep in plain sight. If El Mundo's poisoners are watching, I want them to be convinced that Jim is in here alone.
How long are you going to stay here?
At least until 10 o'clock. Now hurry. Let's leave everything wide open for them.
The Lone Ranger, dressed as Jim Wilson, waited quietly in the bunkhouse for several hours. There was no sound or movement, although he was alert for any emergency. Meanwhile, Tonto and the foreman waited in the shadows at one corner of the big corral.
Seems like it ought to be almost 10 o'clock by now. I wonder if we should mosey back up to the bunkhouse.
Lone Ranger say wait for him. Better we wait.
Yeah, I guess he knows what he's doing, or he's... Tonto! Back of you! Look, it's... Why, you sneaking varmint out!
No, not your gun.
You can't get away with this! Oh!
It was a harder job than I expected. Now I must first tie the Indian. And now, Jim Wilson, the compliments of the master, El Mundo. More than I expected. Adios, Mr. Wilson. Give El Mundo's regards to Mr. Saunders.
Then 10:30 and no sign of El Mundo. Evidently, this is one time he did bluff. Well, I'll tell Tonto and Jim.
Hello?
Tonto, are you? Tied hand and foot, and Jim. Tonto, what happened? I take off these ropes.
Somebody hit me with a club in back. Plenty quick.
Who was it, do you know?
No. Me done see him. How, Jim Wilson?
He's not tied up the way you are, but he was evidently hit the same way. There. Feel any better?
Maybe all right now.
I wonder if they...
Oh, golly, what happened?
We don't know for sure, Dan. Now let's carry Jim up to the house, Tonto.
Help.
Did you get the map, Dan?
Yeah, and a list of all the people who own land in the territory. It was easy, but what happened here?
Open the door for us, Dan.
Sure. Jim Wilson looks bad.
Put him right down here, Tonto.
Is there anything I can get? How about some cold water?
We'll know in just a minute.
Guess there's no water needed, is there?
He's dead.
But how can he be?
Poisoned, just like Saunders.
El Mundo say kill, and him kill.
You're right, Tonto. Not only did he kill, but he knew I was here. And somehow he guessed exactly what I would do.
How him do that?
Tonto, El Mundo is the cleverest crook we've ever known. He has brains. And when that's combined with dishonesty, it's dangerous.
Hey, gosh. Look at that funny-looking bug crawling on Mr. Wilson's neck.
Damn! Oh, don't touch that.
Well, gee, I...
And that bug plenty bad. It bite and kill.
Tonto, that's it. That's the answer.
Me not savvy.
What is it?
A spider. I've never seen one exactly like it, but it's one of the species known as a black widow.
That right.
Whoever hit Tonto and Jim over the head put the spider on Wilson, probably in his shirt.
Gee,
and
never...
that must have been the way Saunders died, too.
Yeah, but nobody was around him. All he was doing was watching that cactus plant that blooms at night.
Yes, I... You've solved it, Dan.
What do you mean?
Let's go into the bedroom and take a look at the night-blooming cereus.
Moon just coming up. Cactus flower open now.
And this is what happened last night. See?
Black with a spider inside flower.
El Mundo knew that Saunders liked to watch this plant blossom. So the girl Myra stopped here yesterday afternoon and put the black widow inside the flower.
Gee.
Watch out, step on the top of it. Give me that map, Dan.
Yeah, here.
El Mundo gained his end here by killing Saunders and Jim Wilson. Now the ranch belongs to Tennessee Martin, Saunders' cousin, and he'll hand it over to El Mundo.
Does the map help any?
Now I know what he's trying to do. Look on the map. Yeah, right here.
Yeah, you mean this line down near the Mexican border?
That's a disputed territory where El Mundo has a temple. If he can gain control over all this property along here, he'll have an important wedge between the United States and Mexico.
Golly, he will at that.
I don't know where he intends to strike next, but there's no time to lose. Get the horses, Tonto.
Me get him.
Where are we going?
To warn and try to help all these ranchers. The first one is Mrs. Purdy. She's east of here. Come on.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Come on, Victor.
Come on, Silver. Boy.
El Mundo has been successful so far in his murderous and evil scheme. But the Lone Ranger knows his plan now. In the next episode, we hear...
I don't want to draw a gun against a woman.
You'll get no chance to draw a gun. El Mundo's methods are not that crude. You were marked for death the instant you stepped inside this house.
Thank you. just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.